you out there to go and be a blessing to other people. Amen? Amen. Be a blessing to others, because God uses other people to bless others. So you are part of that chain reaction. Go and bless other people. Let's pray together. We are going to have a meal together. Whether you brought something or you didn't, stay, please. That's part of worshiping as well. Jesus had a meal with his disciples. You agree with me? So this is part of worshiping. You are all invited for a meal. If you think you didn't bring anything so you can't stay, then you can drink a glass of water. Thank you. So you are all invited to stay after the service for tea and a meal. There's coffee as well. Thank you, John. We are in the right place at the right time. Do you agree with me? Yes. Yes. What a surprise my daughter has brought to me this morning. He wants us to travel with my wife for being together for 30 years. Wow. My mic. What about now?
Yeah.
Yay. I thought I was on air. Thanks, Mike. The story that we had this morning is quite rich, pretty, loaded with a lot of controversy and a lot of blessings as well. Because my theme this morning is be a blessing. You get me? Be a blessing. So, Abraham, to start with, he is a name which is in our hall of fame because of what he did. In the New Testament story, he was told by God to leave his own people, his own household, leave his everything. You can imagine what it is like if I say to you, Marian, can you go and live in Africa? You're going to leave your John, leave your nice house? Wow. What comes in your mind? Fear. All those mosquitoes I've heard about, snake bites, the sunshine. Oh, no, Gilson, give him another second chance. Maybe God, when he spoke to Abraham, he was looking after his sheep. Maybe he was sitting around a fire trying to warm himself. And God said, leave your household. Leave your everything. And go to the place that I will show you. There's also another thing that happened to Abraham. He was born Abram. But God changed his name along the line. The word Abram means exalted father, sort of respected father. But when it comes to Abraham, means the father of all nations. Hallelujah. Some of us along the line, we've changed our names. I was at college with other girls. There's a girl whose her name is Jennifer, but we used to call her Jenny. That's what she wanted. My wife is Jenia, but sometimes we call her Jenny. But this one is a different, because God, in Abraham's names, had a meaning. At every time, it meant a different thing. This is usually a point where we differ, because this one is a God-appointed change of name. But ours, we do change our own, because that's what we want. Maybe you're afraid, you don't like people calling your full name. You just abbreviate or shorten it to make it easier. But maybe if it was today's life, you could have said, God, can I have a map of where I'm going? I want to see how it is like in there. Yes? Or maybe you want a sat-nav to show you where you are starting from and where you are going. But Abraham didn't ask for all those things. Abraham, he didn't ask for Google map. He didn't ask for sat-nav. All he did is, he opened his ears, took Lot, took his possessions, took his workers, took his wife on the way. He didn't even know where to start, but he just went. So the story that we read, he got to this tree at Morah, and he met God, who opened that sat-nav he could have used, was brought to him. The Lord showed him what was ahead, the country that he was going to occupy. Abraham saw it, and God said, your children will inherit that land. Let's imagine in our lives today, if everything is revealed to you. Let's say you've got an abusive husband, and you can see ahead how he's going to slap you or hit you with a log or something. How will you do it? How will you react? Or maybe, let's say you've got your situation at work. You can see all of it like a prophecy. You're seeing your boss saying, well, on Tuesday, you are dismissed without your terminal benefits. How will you feel? This is what happened to Abraham. But there is a problem. Your inheritance are going to inherit. Abraham scratches his head. Hold on, God. I don't have any children. And another thing, I'm 75 years old now. So which children are you talking about that they are going to inherit this land you are showing me? But Abraham wasn't discouraged. Because it's not Abraham who instigated this journey. It's God. God said, leave your people, leave your household, let's go. And he said, yes, I'll come with you. Now, that's God who has instigated. Why is Abraham worried about what is going to happen? It's God who has started the ball rolling. So it is God's story, not Abraham's story. When we look at the beginning, there's a cycle going on here. But along the line, Abraham has misbehaved. God said, leave your people. What does Abraham do? He picks Lot. He picks his workers. And he picks his wife. For his wife is alright. Because in ministry, you can't do it alone. You need your wife. If he had picked his wife, Sarai, that's good. But what about the workers? You know, those were not paid workers. They were slaves. And as Christians, we mustn't treat other people as slaves. God gave a command that be in charge of this earth, but not other people. We should treat other people with love. So you see, there's a lot of controversy. This happening there as Abraham is going. He's not listening. God said, leave your people. He thinks of his possessions, his animals that he had acquired with him. That's misbehaving. Trust and obey. We've sung that song, isn't it? You've got to trust and obey the Lord when he tells you what to do. Not all your possessions and not all your relatives. If God says, let's go, he has asked you. It's God who has instigated that movement. So you must listen to God. Everything in a story begins with God instigating, not you. I am telling someone this story this morning. If this story is for you, say amen. You are going to be a blessing to someone this morning. Amen? Amen. Yes, God has asked you to come here this morning to bless someone. If you didn't know, go and bless someone. Right, the call of Abraham. I remember those years when I was here as a church member with Jania. I was at the hospital. And when I had this call, when I was at the hospital, I had had this call for 16 years. But I was dodging God. But God said, son, you're too young to dodge me. I'll catch you. So eventually the Lord caught up with me. I thought, well, maybe the Lord is going to allow me to come back to the hospital where I was used to, my used environment. So I could remain there, even though as a minister, I could minister in the hospital, not to lose my job. I was afraid to lose my job. But God said, no, those are not my plans. They are your plans. So I want you to follow my plans. So eventually, I went. Not even one day I dreamt that we will come back to this church. Jania never dreamt that she was going to live in the man's where she lived when Duncan and Ruth were living in that house. But God knew that he was planning Jania to come and look after that house sometime. These are God's plans, not ours. So Abraham was to follow God. But his mistake was to pick the workers, to pick his possessions, and to pick Lot, who even gave him a lot of problems along the line. So for us to be happy in Jesus, we must trust and obey when we are told to do something. Not on our personal thinking, but what God is asking us to do is what we should follow. God delights in us blessing other people because he has said to Abraham, you will be a blessing to other people. You will bless other people. Those who don't bless you, I'll curse them. You hear that? Abraham has been blessed. So he has been asked to bless other people. Those who don't bless him, God will curse them. Yes? So your children will be a blessing. Your children will be numerous. So Abraham is told. Oh, I love that. I love that. Right, we want to ask the young people, what is the greatest blessing that you have had? Just give me anything. Maybe you got the best toy at Christmas. Maybe you have had the best results at school. Let's hear what if God blessed you. I know he's blessed you somewhere, but maybe you didn't know it was a blessing from God. But it is. Now I've told you, whatever you have received was a blessing from God. Do we have young people in the church this morning? What is the blessing that you have received from God? What about the parents that you have? They didn't fall from heaven. They are a blessing from God. Do you agree with me? Some small children, they don't have parents now. Yes? But you've got parents. That's a blessing. Okay? Some young people are not going to school because parents cannot afford. They're at home. But you are going to school. And some of you even go in a car. We used to walk, boy. 3 miles one way, 3 miles back with no food. Yeah, mommy, can I have some sandwiches in my... Wow, you are blessed. That sandwich is a blessing. We used to go with our lips would turn white like white paint because there was no food. You go to school, stay in the class throughout the day and come back. If you are absent in the class, your teacher would report you to your parents. And you know what it was like those days. You get a beating. But anyway, those are the blessings from God. Now, there's a new identity that we are getting from Abraham. He said your descendants will be numerous in this land that I'm showing you. And there will be a blessing to other people. Yes? We've got a new identity. We've got a new identity in Christ. Because we are now in that family of Christ. That Abraham was told you'll be a blessing to other people. Your children will be numerous. Because we are Christians now. We are in that family of Jesus. That's our new identity. We are now a new creation. We are different from those in the world. Yes, we can be making our mistakes here and there. But God loves us. He is with us. Wherever we go, whatever mistakes we make, God still forgives us those mistakes. But God wants us to receive the blessings that he has for us. Like he did to Abraham. He told him to leave his parents. Some of our friends are saying, if you become a Christian, you're no longer my friend. You better lose them. Abraham lost all he had because God had asked him to follow him. So, if you are called to come into the house of God, and maybe at school or at work, your friends say, "Ah, well, I've got nothing to do with the Christians." Let it be. You are coming to the right place. Because this is what God wants you to be. Because it is a blessing that God is giving you to come here. So, we also are going to be a blessing because Jesus is our King. So to be in the kingship of Jesus, we need other people as well. So it's a new task that we have. I told you earlier on that it's a cycle. God calls us. When God has called us, we also call other people. When God has blessed us, we also bless other people. Amen? Yes. Don't keep it to yourself. If you've been blessed, bless other people. Okay? Because God is using you to bless other people. So don't keep it to yourself. There are two statements in the entire Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Two statements that encompasses the whole Bible. The first one is, go and bless. And in the New Testament is, go and make disciples. So those are your two tasks wherever you are, at school, at work, wherever. Think in your mind, am I blessing other people? Am I making disciples? Or maybe, when you're not at work, they are celebrating that troublemaker is not here. If you're not at school, they are saying, oh, well, she's not here. There's peace. You better reverse that clock. People must miss you when you're not there. Oh, so-and-so is not here. You know, this place is never the same when so-and-so is not here. You are a blessing to other people. They like you to be around them. So this morning, I've got this mandate. And, you know, God is the one who chooses his people to do his work. So it is my mandate also this morning to give you this task. Because this is a cycle. God started it. I'm following what Abraham was told by God to do. So, I've got three tasks that I'm going to give you this morning. For you to bless other people and to make disciples. One, there's some people who have been praying for you that you didn't know they were praying for you. Two, some people have been encouraging you in your life and you didn't know about it. Three, some people have been thanking you in your life and you didn't know it. Now, let's reverse that clock, okay? So this morning, what I'm going to ask you to do is those three things, prayer, thank you, and encouragement. I want you to reverse your clock as well on those three. I'll ask young people to come with me this morning. I've got three cards here that I have. Okay? Because I said we want to reverse the clock. What other people have been doing for us. Whether you put this in your house, in your car, or in the dustbin, let it be. But for 1 week, please, Abraham was said by God, come, I want you to go somewhere. I'm also using the same mandate that God called Abraham. I'm asking you to bless someone, either by prayer, or by encouragement, or by text. That's the modern way of doing it, isn't it? The young people, well, they are shy. They don't want to see some other people face to face. They text, or they Facebook, or they blog. Whatever is suitable for you. I've got that card there. What you will do is, you write prayer. At the back, you write the name of the person you are going to pray for this whole week. Not in public, in private. Keep it. If you want to hang it in your car, let it be. If you want to put it at the window in your house, let it be. If you want to put it on a headbed, let it be. For this week, but if you want to keep it for the rest of your life, it's a blessing. And then a medal. I've got a sign of a medal here. I write the name of the person who have done something for you. At the back, you write what they've done for you. And tell them that thank you for what you did to me. You keep this as a reminder in your house or wherever you want to keep it. And then texting. The young people, they like texting and blogging. Write a thank you or whatever it is here. At the back, write the name of that person who has done something for you. And don't just write and keep it. Text them as well. That Gilson, thank you for that Christmas present you gave to me. This week I'll be praying for you. So can I have the young people coming around? I want you to give these to adults to write and even yourselves as well. Write something and keep this card. May I have the young people to come and give these cards out, please? Whilst these cards are being distributed and being written on, we will have a song playing in the background. Young people, where are you? Please come and help me here.